Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel expands on the theme we've been meditating on, what it means to live in Christ. The first thing the Lord says is that the main commandment that directs that life in Him is to love one another in the way He loved us. So, as a first step, take a moment to reflect on the kind of love that Jesus showed us. He came from heaven to rescue us. He lived totally dedicated to that mission. He gave us His body and blood in the Eucharist. He died for us on the cross. Christ's life is the opposite of selfishness. His life was total love. And He calls us to imitate His love as a path to truly becoming ourselves. Because His commandment is not some arbitrary imposition that comes from outside. Rather, Jesus is commanding us to do what corresponds to our inmost being. We're made to love in the image of God. The second idea He conveys is that He didn't just intend to give us some lessons and then go away. He intended to walk the walk with us, that we could make the journey of this life in friendship with Him. And the natural consequence of that is that He opened up to us. He shared all His designs, His wisdom, His thoughts with us. In sending us His Son, the Father gave us all that He is. And that's a sign of great love and confidence. Think of how difficult it is to open up and share about ourselves with those we don't yet trust. And yet, that is what God has done with us. The third idea here is that Jesus chose us before we chose Him. It may feel a bit daunting to be called before we have the chance to decide freely, but it's true what C.S. Lewis writes, that there is a special desire in the human heart to be acknowledged by God. That when we enter the halls of heaven, we are recognized by Him. It makes sense to want to be directed by someone who knows us better than we know ourselves. And also, in order to have a true mission, it cannot be something that comes from us. It needs to be given. It needs to come from someone greater than us. So I invite you to reflect on what these three ideas mean for you. Christ's pattern of love, His invitation to friendship and discipleship, and the idea that He has chosen us for a mission.